Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution, open up my eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eye. I'm gonna change the world, yeah.
Michael, and you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I appreciate you tuning in today. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do it by calling me right now at 347-327-9316. You also can find out information about me over on our website, which is www.insightswithmichael.net. And I appreciate you so much for being here today. With me and Rose. Rose is helping us out today, and we appreciate that so much. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll see if we have some calls and go from there. So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, you know, a lot of times we can get into our head, and our heads will tell us this and that and whatever. But let us go into you today. Let's go into center and and realize that you're in control of every situation, every circumstance. Even if it's hard for us to see right now that you're working, you are working. And just give us that faith and give us that knowledge that you are in control of every circumstance, every situation in our life. And remind us today that we are spiritual beings housed in human form and going through human experiences. And sometimes those human experiences can be a little rough on us, but, you know, you won't give us any more than we can bear. We thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, right now I turn my focus to the listeners of this program. I ask that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally today. Bless them from the top of their heads and the soles of their feet. And I thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, right now I ask that you would help me move completely and absolutely out of the way, become that vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you so much for the gifts that are inside of me. And I thank you for the gifts that are inside of all of us and surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Rose. Hi, Rose.
Good morning, Michael. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. So, yeah, I guess it's morning where you are, something like that. Afternoon where I'm
well,
at.
Well, I haven't been up very long, so I'm still in the morning phase.
So it's morning. It's morning to you, so that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do we have any calls?
Yes, you do. Looks like we have an unknown caller here coming up in 626 area code. That's California. Hello, 626. Can you say your name to Michael, please?
Oh, hi. How are you doing? I'm Gail.
Okay. How can I help you today?
Oh, good. Well, I was wanting to see about, there's a reason I feel like I probably won't be in California, like, for another 3 years. And I just feel like I was wondering if I could give advice on that.
Okay. I want to say I'm having a really hard time hearing you. I don't know if it's my phone or what the circumstances is. So, but I'm having a really hard time hearing what your question is. So can you repeat it again, please? I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't get to the question yet. I was still trying to come up with it.
All right.
I have another question. Well, I'll make it simple. So is there love this year for me?
Okay. Like I said, I'm having a really hard time hearing this call. So one thing, let me just tell you what Spirit's saying to me to tell you, and maybe that would work better, and that might get to your question. You know, I feel like the one thing that Spirit's saying to you is you know, that things are going to work out for you. I feel like some kind of a relationship is getting ready to pop in. I don't feel like this is a romantic relationship. I feel like it's somebody that's coming into your path to help you move your spirituality forward and to help you bless others. And that's what I'm picking up today. Let me go ahead and pull a card for you really quick here as well from my animal guide deck. And the card I picked was the chimpanzee. And it says, use both your intuition and your intellect to solve the problem or get answers to your question. So one thing that, you know, that I'm getting from this card is that, you know, just trust your own intuition and it will lead you forward. So hopefully that helps you. And I'm sorry I'm having a hard time hearing you. So, all right?
I think we lost Gail, but she can listen in archives to your answer.
Okay.
That was her answer. She wanted to know about a relationship coming in for this year. She was asking about love.
Oh, okay. I just had a hard time hearing this. I think it's my phone. So, she was asking about love. I would see that more later on in the year where somebody possibly is coming in for her. So I would say possibly, looks like to me, maybe November, December, where somebody's coming in. So I appreciate you telling me what her question was. So, okay, let's go ahead to the next caller, and hopefully I can hear them.
Okay, let's see. This is either going to be Wendy or Anne Marie. It's our surprise callers. Hello, ladies.
Hello,
you're on the air, Michael. Hi. Right.
Hello,
so,
Michael?
Yes.
Hi, it's Wendy, and yes, Anne Marie is with me again. How are
well,
you today?
Good.
How are
you today?
I would like to know, Do you see anything going on with my health right now that I feel a couple issues, and I just wanted to know, are you feeling anything as far as my health? Is there anything going on that I really need to be aware of?
The first thing that I'm picking up, and I have to put a disclaimer out because I'm doing, intuitive health things, so, I have no training as a doctor or anything like that. I'm just picking up what I'm picking up intuitively. Do you have blood pressure issues?
No, I don't.
Okay. This might be a spirit that's coming through. Who had blood pressure issues on the other side that have crossed?
Huh. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I did have someone very special to me cross last year. I don't know if they're coming through or not.
Okay, because I'm picking up blood pressure issues or something to do with the blood. So it might be something that is going on. I don't see anything really serious, nothing that I'm picking up that I'm concerned about. I'm glad that you're, focused on this. Because yesterday when I talked to you, I was picking up some health issues. But, I didn't mention anything because they weren't, anything that I saw that needed to, major attention right now. So,
okay.
Just don't let your head, start playing games with you and saying that this is that. And, I know that when we have health issues, we can get into our head.
Absolutely. And I have been doing that.
Yeah. So I would not worry about it too much. I feel like that the doctors will get a handle on this, and it's nothing major. There is something going on. I will tell you there is something going on. But it's nothing to really worry about, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Michael. And Anne-Marie's here, too.
Okay. Let me say hi to Anne-Marie. Hi.
Hello.
How are you again?
Hey. I'm here.
Yeah, and going through those human experiences, and those human experiences can be a little rough sometimes. One thing I learned, Anne-Marie, is when we deal with other people, it can get a little hectic sometimes,
especially when you're living with the ex-wife.
Yeah.
She threw Kool-Aid on me, and all I could come up with was next time I'd like a nice Hawaiian punch.
Yep. So I totally understand. You have a question for me today or anything I can help you with?
Could you pull a card, please?
Oh, yeah, let me go ahead and...
What deck are you using now?
I'm using my animal guide deck today.
Okay.
We have animals on them. So. It's funny, let me pull another card here. Blue heron is what I pulled. It says, make a stand for what you believe in and do what feels right in spite of any judgment or disapproval from others. So, sometimes you have to stand up for yourself. And that's what I'm picking up from the card today is saying, you got to stand up for yourself and do what you feel is right for yourself. And don't worry about what other people say, what other people believe that you should be doing. Do what you feel Spirit's calling you to do. It's like with me, with what I do is I just go with Spirit and say, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter what other people say. I know that Spirit's talking to me and giving me this information. And sometimes you just got to stand up for yourself. I think yesterday I talked to you and mentioned a move, and I still see that. So the situation you're in right now is very temporal. It's not going to last very long. So you are going to have a place of your own really soon. I don't know exactly when, but I keep hearing soon. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Michael. God bless you. And
thank you, Michael.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for calling in, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Rose, we got anybody else who wants to speak to me?
Yes, we do. Coming up next, you have Miss Susie.
Okay. Hello?
Susie, if I want
to know. Hi, Michael. Hi, Rose.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good. I'm doing super duper, actually. So.
Oh, good. That makes me very happy, Michael.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Very good. Very, very good. We're plugging along for prayers for you and Rose, and everything is going to happen. It's all going to be positive.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting sometimes, and you can relate to this, Susie, is sometimes when we're waiting for answers, it can, you know, I'm not a very patient person, and sometimes when I'm waiting for other people to give me answers, you know, I need to learn patience, and I think that's what Spirit's working on me with.
You know, that's the toughest. That really is the toughest, Michael. It really is, especially when you can't understand. You just can't wrap your mind around why things take so long.
Right.
You know, but, you know, Spirit has a reason why that is, you know, in order for things that we don't even know about to line up.
Right.
And, you know, that's everything is very, you know, it's like a domino effect.
Right.
And you've got to wait for that first domino in order to get the second and third and the whole line of them to come
right.
down. So, yeah.
So,
I just wanted
how can I help you today? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to see, you know, if you could give me some answers as to when you see my daughter, Melina, coming, or, you know, starting to straighten herself and her life out. She has gotten a job. She is going to school, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But she's on again, off again with her boyfriend. And when she really needs to... I don't know. I hate to say it. It's my opinion, and I never voice it to her. But you know, she needs to just move on, and she's not taking that moving on because she wants to. If she's stepping, it would make her be stepping out of convenience, and so she's
right.
staying there and taking all the nasty stuff when she needs to not. You know, it's not going to be as easy as it is now, but, you know, when is she going to wake up and accept that she does have a place to live and she can do fine? You know, moving on to another part of her life.
Yeah. I feel like that the relationship that's on and off and stuff like that, I feel like that you know, is teaching you patience right now. Because
mm-hmm.
You're dealing with the on and off stuff. But, I would say 2 or 3 months here where she's going to be really changing in her life. And I feel like that the relationship is coming to a screeching halt here. Looks like about 2 or 3 months out. I feel like that she will be moving on and getting her life in order. So, but, you know, sometimes it's, you know, when we're going through the lessons, it's hard sometimes. I would say 2 to 3 months, there's going to be a major change in her life where she's actually going to be relocating and getting stuff together.
Yeah, because, you know, it's her, me and her dad that are taking responsibility for her dogs, 2 of them
right.
now. And, you know, I'm just getting really kind of tired of it, and you know that my soft spot is for the dogs. So if I know they're not happy or not being properly taken care of, I can't stand for that. So that, you know, forces my hand to step in when I want her to take on her responsibilities and take care of her dogs.
Yeah. And the only way to do that is just saying, hey, you know, you got to take care of this, you know, that we can't do it anymore. And so sometimes we have to have tough love, and that's what I feel like mm-hmm. is necessary here sometimes. Okay?
Now, she'll take responsibility for the dogs if she's staying at her dad's house. That she'll do. But until she leaves where she is and goes to her dad's house, one dog that she has with her, the poor little thing, he's already been abused, and then that's how she adopted him. But he stays under the bed. He doesn't eat. And, you know, this could go on for days. But when that little dog is at my house or at her dad's house, he thrives. He's around.
Right.
He plays. And, you know,
yeah.
He's happy.
But yeah, because it's you know, relating to the energy where it is. And so the energy where it is right now is, you know, not very good. And so that
right.
dog is, you know, so that dog is going, I don't want to be a part of this. And so go try.
You know what? You're very right, Michael, because that is true. You know, animals do pick up very well. For people that don't understand this, they really do pick up very well on energy.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that helps you.
Yes, thank you very much, Michael. That's good news. It's not too far away, so.
Not too far away. About 2 or 3 months here, Susie, so, all right?
Okay, very good. I'll keep praying for you and Rose, Michael.
All right,
thank
you.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. All right.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anyone else?
Well, I had Diane from California, and she dropped, so hopefully, Diane, call back in if you can hear me because you're not showing anymore. But while we're waiting, Michael, can you tell me if you're picking up anything for me, please?
Okay, let me focus here. There's the one thing is, as I'm tapping into you, and I know who you are, but could you say your first name out loud for me, please?
Rose.
Okay. The one thing I will tell you, you need to be literally today of I would just take today as a refreshing day, and you just need to regroup a little bit. And the one thing that, you know, I've said to you before and Spirit said to you before is get out of your head. You know, it's easier said than done. And so, you know, today I feel like that something's going to pop up later this afternoon. Looks like maybe around 5 or 6 your time. So just be aware of that. I feel like it has something to do with your daughter. And so maybe she's not having a good day and stuff
Hello.
Like that. So just be prepared for that. But I don't see anything major for you. They're telling me over and over, they're saying that for you not to keep thinking about moving, like, moving out of that area, because I don't feel like you will. I feel like the things will open up for you still. So, you know, you just got to hang in there. And when we're hanging in there, it's hard. But you just got to keep the faith and know that Spirit's working on your behalf. So, and then as I say that there's not a move, all of a sudden I feel movement for you, but I feel like it's more spiritual growth for you. I don't feel like it's a physical move. I feel like you're going to move up higher spiritually. And there is something coming up for you. It looks like about 4 or 5 months out from where we are now. So I'd say early autumn. That would be more summer. So I'd say late summer, early autumn, that there's going to be a change in a positive way for your finances, but there's going to be more blessing financially for you as you go forward. So, because I know you're struggling right now, but I feel like that, you know, the Spirit keeps telling me that struggle is about over, so you won't be, you know, worrying about, you know, from paycheck to paycheck or having no paycheck. You know, you won't have to be worrying about that very long.
Okay, now, I'm sorry, but I don't know what happened because I lost the computer screen and I lost your voice. So the financial struggles are almost up now or not till autumn?
I feel like that they will get better gradually. It's like you're not going to be struggling so much. It looks like you're still going to be struggling this month a little bit. But I feel like that, you know, those struggles will get better as you go into next month, as you go into April. I feel like that things will get better for you, and then they will just continually I get better and better. So it's not like, you know, I wanted to be clear, you know, it's like you're not going to struggle until the fall. I feel like there is a change coming. So, okay?
And you said no physical move, right?
I don't see a physical move at this moment, no.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I lost your voice, and I was like, hello, and I didn't hear anybody saying anything. And then I lost the switch for it. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. That's part of crazy town.
Thank you, though, so much. I appreciated that. And I am. I'm very nervous today because I have a new week coming up, and I don't know what I'm facing. So thank you very much for that message.
Yeah, we'll just hand your week over to the spirit within you. And let them work it out. So, all right. Yeah. And I can't hear you again. Yeah.
Michael, I'm going to go ahead and mute myself, see if that makes anything better, so you can take over, and I don't see anybody with their one up right now. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, it's one thing when we're waiting for spirit to move in our behalf, that, you know, sometimes it's when is this going to happen? You know, a lot of people have been out of work for a while, and, you know, you go, okay, where's that job? You know, why aren't things moving for me? Well, where are you, spirit? You know, those are questions that we ask ourselves. And so, you know, but one thing I've learned in my own life, spirit's always working. I might not see it happening, but spirit's always working. Spirit's always wanting me to move forward, always, you know, pushing me forward, saying, hey, Michael, you know, get out of your head and get back into center. You know, it's really easy for us to get into a place of despair and go, and, you know, nothing's ever going to change. It's always going to be the same. That is not the case. And we need to stop saying that because, you know, if we keep saying, you know, things are never going to change, then they're never going to change. So what we need to do is say, hey, you know what? Maybe today is not the day that I plan. Maybe things are not working out quite right for today. But I know that there's another day coming. You know, and that's what I keep telling myself, you know, over and over. You know, I talked to a friend of mine that lives where I live, and we were talking about this the other day. And, you know, the one thing that I've always believed in is a better day is coming. You know, we look around, and with our physical eyes, and we go, oh, my lands, the world is in chaos. But those are our physical eyes. If we look with our spiritual eyes, what's happening in the spiritual world is awesome and better than anything we could expect. But it's really easy for us to get into our heads and stuff like that. So the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, just hang in there. You know, things will get better. So, and I have no idea where we are on time, so I would say that we're clicking down on time. So you guys have a great day, and I appreciate you tuning in to Spiritual Talk Radio. Our website address for me is www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net, where you can set up full readings with me. And if you would like to make a donation to this show and get us back on air on a regular basis here, and out of these 30-minute shows, and you can do that over at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Any donation would be helpful at this point. So any amount. So, all right. I'm going to say goodbye to you. And so thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My email address, in case you want to contact me, is youareawakening@gmail.com. So, all right. Thank you, Rose, for your help today. And we'll be on air again sometime in the near future. So thanks again for, you know, being you. You be you, I'll be me. And together, we will get there. Thank you again. Bye-bye, guys.
I give myself permission. To be all I can be, I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be.